We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is a beautiful day here in Kansas City, and it is good to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. I do believe it is a terrible joke Tuesday today. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. So we will be doing the terrible jokes if the board of directors agrees at roughly 3:45. For those of you who go by military time, that's 15:45 hours.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right. It is unanimous.
Which is different than ow, which is what we just heard.
Okay.
How's your ham, buddy?
It feels fine. Now, honest to God, I thought I broke them. I thought I broke my hand when I was leaving a back studio where Dana was recording, and I said, I'll be back in a few minutes because I had to put something in that recording as well. And I closed the door to the studio on my middle and ring finger on my left hand.
You want me to just go now?
Yeah, just do 30 seconds or so and just leave it rolling.
Okay. What'd you do?
Oh, God, did you hurt your toe? Did you shut your hand in the door?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God, are you okay? Do you have a traumatic hand injury?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why are you filming it? You're such a... you.
He has a traumatic hand injury.
Both of you.
You want a pinky wrestle? Come on, do it. Oh, no, that finger still works. He just flipped me off.
All right. Okay, I was unaware that this was being recorded.
You walked out of the studio and said, keep recording. And then you slammed your hand, which, by the way, that makes you the second person on this show to suffer a traumatic hand injury right before we go on the air.
But like yours, it was also unremarkable. And after Sam got me some ice, it feels fine.
Why is it so funny when other people get injured?
And I really did come around the corner with my phone out already recording.
Because you probably just heard it and didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, play it again. I didn't realize you guys had this on a recording.
You want me to just go now?
Yeah, just do 30 seconds or so and just leave it rolling.
Okay.
What'd you do? Oh, God, did you hurt your toe? Did you shut your hand in the door?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God, are you okay? Do you have a traumatic hand injury?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why are you filming it? You're such a...
you. He has a traumatic hand injury.
Both of you.
You want a pinky wrestle? Come on, do it. Oh, no, that finger still works. He just flipped me off.
New boss comes out and he goes, what in the Sam Hill? And I go, I don't know. Scott's in the ER. He goes, he's in the ER. And I go, he's got a traumatic hand injury. I don't know what it is about this place and traumatic hand injuries.
You know, with friends like you.
I know.
And your first idea is, or your first thought is to make a joke. And Sam's is to film it.
I want to be clear. I was already recording back there at your direction.
Correct.
When you slammed your hand in the door. These are industrial soundproof doors.
They're heavy.
They are very heavy. And my first thought was that thing scraped your toe because I wear flip-flops quite a bit. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of one of those doors scraping and taking my toe off, which is what would happen with those are very heavy doors.
Yes.
is one of my biggest nightmares here.
And Scott, as a producer of this program, I thought it was my duty to make sure that whatever was going on in the back room that I had no idea what was happening needed to be on film.
As the producer.
He thought maybe, producer. I don't know, you had been stabbed or something. He didn't know. Right. I kind of came in a mood. You're an angry white guy. Those two things don't always go together.
Is that a segue into the topic out of KU?
No, we will get to the angry white guy class at KU. I want to get back to the missing finger because you kept your digits today.
I did.
I almost lost my digit in the car door. And then John Grayson just casually is walking out of the studio, Sam, and goes, oh, yeah, I completely lost my finger once. And I go,
what?
Oh, my God, we have three people in the building with traumatic hand injuries. And he goes, no, I really did. And honestly, it was in a door.
He lost it, but it wasn't where the doors close.
It's the worst
it's
part.
It's the other side where the hinges are.
His finger got in between the hinge side of the door, which is just an automatic amputation.
I thought I was going to throw up. As he was telling the story in here, he was 4 years old. He was at a Denny's with his parents and somehow wedged his finger in the hinge side of a door.
That was not a grand slam.
Oh, fruity tootie.
That's
down a digit patootie.
took his middle, the tip of his middle finger right off.
It off. And then, you know, you've got to be very careful when one loses an appendage. You have to put it in a plastic bag. You have to put that plastic bag in a bag of ice. Mm-hmm. And you don't have like an unlimited amount of time to get it sewn back on.
I'm aware.
Anyway, why is it funny when other people get hurt? It's not you. It's not like a car wreck. I mean, something like that. Or like when someone stubs their toe and they just start like dance, walking, screaming. Why is it so funny?
I didn't realize I said bad words that often.
Oh, man, you let her rip. I thought it
was a sailor's convention back there.
Coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, very serious story. I had dinner with a couple of girlfriends last night and all of our sons because one of them is getting ready to go start his career in the great American city of Austin, Texas. And so we did a little farewell dinner for him last night and all the buddies got together. And what she told me had me on the phone today with our security people and our handyman because multiple people in my life, like in my circle, Scott, in the last 8 months to a year have lost their homes to fire.
Huh.
But I'm going to tell you coming up at 3 o'clock, it was the exact same culprit in all three fires. To the point that I called the Overland Park Police Department today, or fire, and I go, is there something in the water? Like, what do we need to know about this? We're going to talk about it coming up at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Your beer fridge is not your friend.
Your beer fridge?
Is not your friend.
Most people keep that in a specific spot in their home.
Yeah. Guess what else is in our garage? I don't know. Gasoline, paint thinner, the mower, your cars.
Clean out the fridge, honey. Need more room for the beer.
Yeah, just drink the beer.
Huh. It's a mess. We will talk about it coming up at 3 o'clock.
Also have an update on the situation out in Lee's Summit with the pool party that never was. And now the mayor of Lee's Summit is chiming in.
Did the city ever chime in as far as just Parks and Rec? Because it was one of those very quickly put together sentences yesterday that we had capacity issues.
Right.
We could not staff this thing. Right. We're gathering more information, which is usually code for we don't want to talk to the media and we hope this goes away and people stop asking about it.
The mayor, I guarantee you, after his comments, the city attorney is probably saying, this is just me spitballing here, I'm making a guess. The city attorney is probably on the phone with the mayor right now saying, shut up. I need you to stop talking.
Somebody throw gasoline on the garage fire.
Okay. So we'll get to that. Also an update on Anne Heche. She's in a coma after that car accident.
Let's not call it an accident.
I don't even like that. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. When I was working years and years ago, which is to say the mid-90s, in Lawrence at KLWN, the owner of that radio station once came into the newsroom and said, if drinking is suspected or drugs are suspected, It's not an accident. It's a wreck.
I will remind you, she crashed her car first into an apartment garage, reversed quickly, left at more than 100 miles an hour, despite people trying to stop and help her. It was when she fled the garage crash that she then launched her car into a woman's home. Very lucky that the homeowner wasn't killed. This is not an accident. This is leaving the scene and at the very minimum, a very, very bad crash.
Right.
My guess is there are going to be toxicology announcements coming soon. That is my guess. We do not know. She was acting loopy in the days before, said she was drinking in the days before.
And that doesn't mean you're drinking the day of, but her behavior is suspect. No doubt about it. Terrible Joke Tuesday will be coming your way right after 3:45 this afternoon. We got a whole bunch of terrible jokes to get your way. And of course, we always solicit terrible jokes from the audience at 3:45 this afternoon. She's Dana, he's Sam. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. All right, let's go to Lee's Summit to start this afternoon. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Lee's Summit Mayor William Baird urging the city's Parks and Recreation Department to, quote, reevaluate their approach after officials abruptly canceled a black teenager's birthday party at a city water park over the weekend. The party was canceled after employees at Summit Waves Aquatic Facility became aware of social media posts advertising the event, quote, raising concerns about the safety of party guests and the possibility that the event would grow beyond the capacity of staff, according to parks officials in a news release yesterday. An investigation into the incident is underway, according to the mayor. Certain processes should have been done to address any safety concerns, and patrons should be treated with dignity and respect, the mayor said in his statement. The mayor also denounced as inappropriate and insensitive comments made by a Parks and Recreation manager at Summit Waves, and I'm unaware of this, social media posts by a Summit Waves employee following the incident. I have not seen what that post entailed. Quoting here from the mayor, William Baird, we must intentionally embrace a culture that is welcoming and inclusive, and we must continually denounce any urge or impulse to exclude. We should remind you the party was for 250 people, and more than 500, or roughly 500, showed up on Saturday night.
So let me read to you from the Kansas City Star editorial board, and maybe we missed the mark on this one, Scott, yesterday, because I said yesterday I feel terrible for the boys. But if this was a capacity issue where 500 kids show up and you only have capacity for 250, I'm not sure what the park is supposed to do. And by the way, our emails to the media representative for the city of Lee's Summit went unanswered. Okay. And Dana is not used to having her emails by city officials go unanswered. I will leave that at that. This is from the Kansas City Star editorial board. Lee's Summit says teens' YouTube audience was a concern at the water park. Really? That's the headline. The abrupt cancellation of a black teenager's birthday party at the Lee's Summit water park over the weekend is shedding a terrible light on the city's parks and rec department and left the teens' family struggling with questions. We have one main question for the city. This is the editorial board. Okay. What were you thinking? Why the public water park refused to admit a black family that had contracted for a private party with 250 guests has yet to be sorted out. But even if city officials honestly believe that the reason, quote, had nothing to do with race, in the words of Melissa Fannensteel, marketing coordinator for the Lee's Summit Parks Department, they have to know that most people would jump to that conclusion. And that's because city employees mishandled a situation that they themselves created.
How did the city water park officials create the situation? I'm confused on
that. Well, my guess is by taking a lump sum of money, $2,100, and saying you can have 250 people show up without giving out some sort of physical ticket so that then 500 people show up and you're in a situation where it's like, Sam?
I also do believe that within the contract that they signed for renting the pool or Summit Waves Aquatics Park, they said they would not advertise the party on social media.
Something that they apparently did do, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I
from
think,
everything I've seen,
yeah,
I have not
I think
seen
there are stories that say as
the
much.
Direct advertisements, but
I will only say one thing: the optics of this is bad. Optics is bad. It's bad. I am being completely deadly honest here, Scott. If 500 white kids or 500 Hispanic kids had shown up, and there were only slots for 200 or 250, to me, public or private, a water park has the obligation to turn half of those customers away. They do not have the staff. That then becomes a liability. I will remind everyone, we just had a little girl drown at Oceans of Fun. You can't just let in whoever wants to come in.
Here's, listen to this story. This is from yesterday's Kansas City Star online story about this. Parks officials became aware of social media posts advertising the event that, quote, raised serious concerns about the safety of party guests. Now, I would be curious, and I think the city, before everybody goes crazy here, I think the city needs to let us know, and by us, I mean everybody, not just two ding-dongs on the radio, they need to let us know what was said in those social media posts. Was it just, hey, everybody, we're having a big party over at Summit Waves. Would love to see everybody there. We can't wait. We're really excited. Or was there something else? What was said in these social media pre-party posts that, quote, raised serious concerns about the safety of party guests?
We did have a caller yesterday say that they went and watched some of the videos from these YouTube personalities, and they had mentioned the party on more than one occasion. So while they may not have said directly, hey, come on out to our party.
Yeah, they're saying we're having this party.
They did say they're having the party, when it's going to be and where it's going to be. Okay.
Here's one of the problems the city's going to have here. We asked and asked and asked again for these numbers yesterday. The Kansas City Star has them. The Aquatic Center offers after-hour party rentals of its entire facility for various sized gatherings,
right,
from small groups of 100 or fewer to large parties of more than 1,000.
Assuming
they have staffed for
correct.
That. Assuming they have staffed for that. If it is true that they staff for 250 and then 500 showed up, why doesn't the Parks and Rec Department come out and say, didn't have the staff for it? Why aren't they coming out and saying that?
I don't know.
And they can't have lifeguards and these teenagers who are going to run the front desk on call 24/7 because more people might show up than what was contracted
for. Look, to Sam's point, could the city have handled this better? Yes. But the assistant administrator of Parks and Rec said the Evans party was canceled after the staff became aware of social media posts advertising the event.
Mm-hmm.
It raised serious concern about the safety of our party guests, the possibility the event would grow beyond the capacity of the staff.
Yes, and that's where I was going just a moment ago. What was said, presumably by the two Evans YouTube personalities, we don't know that for a fact, but I would presume it was them because they were the ones who organized the party. What was said in those social media posts? What were they encouraging people to do? Just come out and have a good time. Let's celebrate. It's a birthday party. We're just going to have a good time. We're going back to school. Blah, 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 blah. Or was it something else? What
we
was
do
said?
Have to remember that the city of Lee's Summit in the last 2-3 years has also made headlines for issues surrounding race. That is just a fact.
I believe that's the school district.
The optics of this and the timing of this could not be worse for the city. I understand why the family's upset. I do.
Well, the family, according to a story yesterday, has hired an attorney.
They held a press conference.
The mayor would be wise to shut his mouth with respect to the mayor of Lee's Summit, because I guarantee you the city attorney has told him, please stop talking.
I disagree. As the leader of that city, the mayor has to come out. And this is on every channel. We're talking about it. The Stars got it. What's the mayor supposed to do? Ignore it?
No, absolutely.
It ain't going away.
Not ignore it, but don't render judgment prior.
I disagree.
The mayor should say, we are looking into what happened. We are more than aware. We get it. There was an incident that occurred on Saturday night at the Summit Waves pool. We are going to get to the bottom of this, and as soon as we do, we will let you know what direction we're headed. But don't come out and already taint the jury, and I'm using that in air quotes, before we know what really happened. What was in those social media posts that the pool department or the parks department said raised, quote, serious concerns? Could be nothing. They may have overreacted. Quick break. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dustin and everybody else, you guys hang tight. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. We have terrible jokes coming your way at 345.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If anybody has seen the social media post that apparently went out on Saturday or whenever, if you could text in a summary of what you claim they say, because the city of Lee Summit, at least the Parks Department, said that there were social media posts from, we presume, the Evans brothers, 17 and 15 years old, YouTube stars, whatever, that raised, and I'm quoting here, raised concerns about the safety of the event and the guests. Now, what does that mean? We do know that 500 people showed up for a party of 250. Somebody writes in on the text line, a lot of these YouTube or social media stars that have a lot of followers, when they say they're going to be at a certain place, party type of atmosphere, people just show up to be close to them. They may not have even said for people to come, just saying they would be there and partying could potentially draw their fans. Okay. Is this like Jake Paul, Lee Summit Edition or something?
I'm trying to find their YouTube channel just to.
I looked for it yesterday and couldn't find it.
Get a little bit of insight here, but I'm having trouble finding it.
Oh, if you do, let me know and obviously listen to it off the air. Dustin in Green Valley. Dustin, hello.
First question I have you guys seen the TikTok they posted about this whole thing?
No, I am actively on TikTok, and this is the boys that posted Dustin?
Are you talking about what happened on Saturday when the parents showed up at the pool? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, where they go, they're trying to cancel it or something, and then they start screaming, it's because I'm black or whatever.
Somebody who is running the camera says, because we're black, and the woman at the front says no. Yes.
Right. Okay, yeah, because I heard you guys talking about this yesterday, and I was scrolling through TikTok last night and came upon it. I was going to send it to Sam, but if you've already seen that, we're good. My question, and I talked to Sam about this, is A, was there supposed to be a refund? And they've said they were going to issue a refund.
Yes.
But B, this is supposed to be an after-hours private party, and I believe their after-hours starts at from 7 to 9. From what I read, they showed up with their whole group at 5 o'clock. If the timing doesn't work out for that, they still have the park open to the regular patrons that aren't a part of the private party. So there seems to be some disconnect here. But I want to say one more thing, if I can. What I've seen online about this is really sad because... Sorry, I'm out of bath. I've been mowing grass.
That's all right.
The problem is... when people read this article or whatever, there's never there's two parts of the story. It's always either vilify one side or vilify the other. Nobody online wants to do their own research and figure out what happened. They are so quick to crucify either side.
Hey, Dustin,
doing the research, and it drives me crazy.
I am so glad you brought this up, because one of the favorite quotes in my life that I use for a variety of occasions is that two things can be true at the same time. It can be true that they were over capacity and the staff had concerns. And it can also be true that the family is upset, showed up, and believes that this was racially motivated. Both things can be true, that this side believes one thing, this side believes the other thing. No one's really at fault. Could the city have handled it better? Yes. But also no one from the family responded to repeated requests from the city leading up to the party when the city was saying, hey, we've got some concerns here.
But what two sides believe to be true doesn't necessarily mean that both sides are right. The truth is not what you believe it to be. The truth is simply the truth. Either race was involved in the cancellation of this event or it was not. Now, I have seen no evidence yet, and I stress the word yet, that race was involved in the decision to cancel this party. And what I can imagine, at least this is where I'm going initially, is that the pool staff felt overwhelmed. We've got way too many people coming in. This was advertised on social media. They obviously became aware of the social media mentions of this party prior to the party starting, because they said that these social media posts, quote, raised concerns about the event and the safety of their guests. I'm not ready to say that race had anything to do with this, but I also think that the mayor needs to dial it back a little bit, because if there is a lawsuit, everything the mayor just said is going to be used against the very city that he represents. Telephone number is 586-7798. Steve in Lee's Summit. Hello.
Good afternoon. I live in Lee's Summit, been here 17 years. I knew the former city manager who retired. We have a new one. We have a second-term mayor who's done a great job for us here in Lee's Summit. We have the schools. We have everything out here. The parks, they're done the right way. We have a variety of people who are black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I mean, we all get along. We all get along. I have never in my life, 17 years, seen this. So what I would tell you is this. You're right, but the mayor's not going to come out and talk to you anymore about it. He's by now, the city attorney has told him, hey, look, this may be litigated. We aren't going to, you know, do this through the media. Keep your mouth shut, and we'll just play it by ear and see what they do. The other thing I was going to bring up, though, is I listened to the two ladies who were claiming racial prejudice, and she contradicted herself. Now, I can't tell you exactly what it was because I don't remember, but I was on her side till I heard that. And then I got wind of 500 people at the pool, and I'm going, you gotta be kidding. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And I think a lot of times people think they can do what they want to do. Well, I would also say that's a half truth that she said, or what the mayor said. Those may be half truths. That isn't the complete truth. I think it'll come out at some point, whether they go to trial or not. But I guarantee those two ladies have already been approached by an attorney to take it to court. I guarantee it. And we won't know about it until it's in court and some of the information is released. That's all I got.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thank you for it. What were you going to say?
It's a nightmare for everyone involved. I just don't. The water park is a unique beast because you have to have enough staff to align with the number of guests that are coming.
Correct.
The family is saying it was never 500 kids. Now, these kids have 60,000 followers on social. Some of those followers are probably out of state, but a whole lot of them are here.
62,300 subscribers.
Yes. And so if someone at the water park went online and started seeing chatter about, we're going to come have a blast here with, you know, however many people, I can see where someone would say, we don't have the capacity to handle what we are worried is headed this way, which is why they were trying to get in contact with the family before, mm-hmm. because my guess is some of those teenage workers follow these kids on social.
It also does appear that they had a party at this pool last summer as well, and there is a video on their YouTube channel of that party.
And? Just
I haven't watched it.
Okay. So you have found their YouTube channel?
I have, yes.
All right. Is there any posts from Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Friday, last Thursday?
Most recent video is 6 days old. And it doesn't appear to reference the party, but it's a 20-minute long video.
Okay.
And the title says that it's about something else, but they may have referenced the party in there somewhere. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Quick break. She's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. He's Sam Stevie III. You're listening to KMBZ. Before we wrap it up with Robert, let me just address a question that came in on the text line. Why did they being, I presume, the water park, why did they not reach out to the family beforehand?
They did.
They did. Or they claim that they did. The water park insists that they saw or somebody was made aware of the videos that were posted. They claim that they were concerned and worried about the event and the safety of the guests. Their words, not mine. And that they contacted, through the numbers that were provided, the family. They claim, they being the water park, claim that the family did not answer the phone and did not respond to the messages left, if there were messages left. I presume that there probably was. Hi, it's so-and-so with Summit Water Park. Sorry to let you know, we're going to have to cancel the event, blah, blah, blah. They did reach out to the family prior. The family did not answer the phone. Robert in Blue Springs. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, Dana? Scott and Dana.
Hi, it's going good. Go ahead.
Hey, If the water park said you could have 250 people, right? Now, you guys keep saying there was 500 people out in the parking lot. I care less about what's going on in the parking lot. We're going to let 250 kids in That's it. Once we meet that maximum of 250, no one else gets in. And if you ever been to that park, I know exactly where it is in Lee Summit. It's gated, so it's not like kids are jumping over the fence. It's one way in and one way out. So why didn't they just say, okay, you're here for 250, that's all we letting in. Once you meet that number, that's it. We'll call the police, and trust me, in Lee Summit, they would have moved every cop in Lee Summit to that park to clear the parking lot out. And that's what had to happen. But they should have had their party. You just don't say, well, we're canceling it because it's 500 people out in the parking lot. The chiefs don't shut down when there's more than 70,000 sitting out there. You got a ticket, you get in. You don't have a ticket, you don't get in.
That's fair, but I think with a water park, it is different. And certainly with let me make it about something else. A smaller capacity concert venue. Okay. You have someone super famous show up like Tech N9ne. You cannot let 20,000 people into the Granada in Lawrence or into the Midland. There are certain safety factors at play with fire codes. And when you're talking about a water park with the lifeguards, the ratio you legally have to have with the lifeguards that make it different than Arrowhead.
Okay, I have done way too much research into these two gentlemen's social media presence in the last 10 minutes, and I did find their post advertising the party. It was on TikTok. It looks like a magazine cover. It says Splash Bash 2, because they had the party last year as well.
Okay.
And it says location Summit Waves, August 6th, 7 to 9:30, no swimsuit, no entry. But there it is. It's got...
But it's a public post.
812 likes. Yeah, it's a very public post. Posted on July 28th.
And what do some of the comments say? Like, are you seeing, I'll be there. I'll be there and bring 20 people. Do you know what I'm saying?
And let me ask you this. Anywhere on there, do you see it where it says first 250 people only?
No, it does not mention capacity.
Let me ask you, I'm just spitballing here. We don't know. Let me just preface everything by saying we don't know. Okay, but why would you rent out that pool for only 250 people, knowing full well that the kids are social media stars or whatever the hell they are, and then post that you're having a party, a Splash Bash 2 at Summit Waves, when you've knowing full well the reach of your social media, knowing full well you only had 250 spots reserved? I ask for a friend. Why?
Because not, they're kids.
Why not disclose then only 250 people are allowed in? First 250 people get in.
Yeah.
They have an audience of over 60,000.
Then you would have a rush at the gate.
You have an audience of 60,000, okay? Now, full disclosure, I don't mean to break your heart, Noah and Isaiah Evans, I have no idea who you guys are, and I never heard of you until yesterday. Okay? But apparently other people have. You have an audience of 60,000 plus. And you just said, Splash Bash 2, knowing full well you only have enough spots for 250 people. Could it be possible, I spitball and just throw out there for consideration, that this is all some big publicity stunt?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so, because you would have to foresee that you're going to show up and that they are going to not allow everybody in, which apparently a year ago they did. There weren't any problems when they did this a year ago. You would have to, in your 15 and 17 year old mind, think if A, then B, then C, then we're going to, no way.
Okay. But we're led to believe that this party was allowed to occur last year. But in the course of 365 days, Lee Summit's water park
became racially
insensitive.
To the family's point, Scott, they urge, when you are going to this water park, they urge kids to post on social. That one of the families saying, look, you're saying the reason this blew up and you couldn't let us in was because they posted it on social. Your very website urges teens to post on social. Teens live on social. Here's the difference. Most teens don't have 60,000 people following what they're saying and what they're doing.
Yeah, they have 200 max.
There is also a post on Instagram captioned, "You can't cancel this," from the parking lot with a bunch of videos and pictures, and there's quite a few people there. I can't count them.
I don't doubt that there are.
Okay. All right. Are we moving on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Merciful Jesus. Terrible Joke Tuesday comes your way at 3:45 this afternoon. I will let you know when to send in your terrible jokes, but again, 3:45 this afternoon. The news is next. He's Sam. She's Dana. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.